Electric cars were popular during the late 19th and early 20th centuries and came back in vogue during the late 1990s, finding a spot in the marketplace as gasoline-electric hybrids. In the last year, fully electric cars finally made a comeback in vehicles commercially produced by Nissan and Tesla. During his 2013 State of the State address, Governor Andrew Cuomo laid out his Charge New York plan to invest $50 million over 5 years in electric vehicle infrastructure to reduce air pollution, lower the cost of government, and reduce dependence on imported oil. Around the same time, Windham Mountain partnered with NYSERDA to become a ChargePoint electric vehicle charging station for its guests and staff. There are currently 6,000 electric vehicles registered in New York State. In December, NYPA trustees approved financing that will be offered as part of the Power Authority's Municipal Electric Drive Vehicle Program, which provides financial assistance to New York municipal utilities to facilitate the replacement of less fuel-efficient vehicles in order to advance Cuomo's clean energy goals. NYPA spokesman Michael Salzman explains the authority supplies hydropower to community-owned electric systems, including the Green Island Power Authority.
This $2 million in funding will make it possible for these systems who are interested in acquiring additional electric drive vehicles to finance the cost of these vehicles. Essentially, they could be passenger electric drive vehicles, plug-in vehicles, utility work vehicles, off-the-road vehicles, depending on the municipal electric system's needs.
By 2018, Charge New York aims to create a statewide network of 3,000 public and workplace charging stations and put 40,000 plug-in vehicles on the road. Salzman notes electric drive vehicles of various kinds have already racked up more than 11 million miles in New York. A Charge New York station has been installed near the entrance to the Niagara Falls State Park, which draws 8 million visitors a year. Don Glynn has reported extensively for the Niagara Gazette on electric cars in the Niagara area.
What better place to assess the value of electric cars, if in fact they're out there? Unfortunately, at this point, no one, including the park officials, seems to have any firm numbers to report as to the number of motorists who are taking advantage of this battery station.
Observers think the shift away from gasoline-only cars is less likely in northern latitudes, where winter weather takes its toll on batteries and fuel cells. Charging an electric vehicle depends on an outlet's volts and amps, and the time to fully replenish a low or dead battery can range from 5 to 50 hours or more. Plug Insights, a California research firm exclusively focusing on plug-in electric vehicles, received more than 100 responses this month to its short survey of EV owners in U.S. regions hardest hit by freezing weather. Reduced range pushed some electric car owners to leave their EVs in the garage and drive gas cars when available. Gas-powered vehicles are not affected by storm-related power outages, which can leave EVs stranded. Again, Don Glynn.
What I find mind-boggling is that the State Energy Authority forecast that electric vehicle use would reach upwards of 40,000 by 2018 and perhaps to a million by 2025. It'll be interesting to see where this goes, but right now I gotta believe that weather will still be a big deterrent.
Many electric car owners spoke about one key cold weather benefit of many electric cars: the ability to remotely preheat the car's cabin, either by a timer or through a smartphone app. Meantime, electric car maker Tesla Motors has vowed to complete a network of fast-charging stations to allow cross-country travel by electric car. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.